Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. I am the supervisor on this call. How may I assist you?
Hi, I have a charge on my account that I don't believe I ordered this.
Okay, let me get logged into my systems. Okay, can I please have your first and last name?
Catherine or Kathy Porras?
Okay. I just want to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges will result into a penalty such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one else in your household has placed the original order for shipping and handling, then we will proceed with the fraud claim.
Okay, so yeah.
Can you
What
please
is
verify your address?
1301 South Lombard Avenue, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Okay, can you please verify your email?
flporras@comcast.net.
And can you please verify the last four of your card?
It's 6690.
Okay,
I
I see
never
that you
ordered the
ordered.
5695.
Yes, ma'am, but did you order a purifier?
I don't believe so. What kind of purifier are you talking about?
Like an air purifier?
The air purifier?
Yes.
And it's it I don't I did not order anything that is that worth $56.95.
No, ma'am, we paid $7.95 for it.
$7.95 for it?
Yes, ma'am.
And why was I charged for $56.95?
Just in the terms and conditions that have to be agreed upon, it does state that you'd also be agreeing to sign up for a monthly subscription to our online gadget store. With that subscription, you do receive a $125 gift card sent to you via email every month, but your account has been closed, so you will not be receiving the gift card.
Yeah. I don't need the gift card at all. I did not I don't have any here. I didn't receive any.
It being your spam folder. But your account has been canceled, so you will not be charged.
Okay. So the $56.95 is gonna be taken off of my account.
No, ma'am, I can refund you 35% of it back.
I'm sorry?
I can refund you 35% of it back.
Only 35%?
Yes, ma'am.
And why is that?
Because you're still able to get the gift card. So you're still able to use the gift card for your charge. You do have 2 months.
I
You've been
don't
a,
have a gift card.
yes, ma'am, being your spam folder and your email, you've been subscribed with us since February. So it being your spam folder and your email, I can go ahead and
What I
issue that refund. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear in your account.
I'm. Why am I charged for it when I'm not. When I didn't purchase that?
Yes, ma'am. You bought a purifier on February 25th for $7.95.
Yes.
Okay,
I
so
don't
when you
know.
agree to the terms and conditions, you agree to the monthly subscription. I can refund you
I
$35 of
never
that.
agreed for a monthly subscription.
Yes, ma'am, where it says you're 18 years older, the terms and conditions are right there.
So what happens now?
I can refund you 35% back. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days if you're back in your account.
Okay, I never subscribed this. I don't understand why. So how much are you putting back?
$19.93.
Oh my goodness. Okay, close the account then.
Okay, all right. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear in your account. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, this is ridiculous. Why are they charging me for this? Do you know what company is this?
Purifier.
Purifier. Great. I never subscribe it. I don't know why I'm charged for it.
Yes, ma'am. And the terms and conditions that have to be agreed upon to get that purifier, you have to agree to them. It does state that you'd be agreeing to sign up for a monthly subscription to the online gadget store. Well, I've issued you that refund. Your account has been canceled. You will no longer be billed by us.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.